just to finish up before we finish the end of Yudalit, we left off discussing Akasha Barash, Alaf Yuches, and that is regarding Sreifas Kachin. Sreifas Kachin is Osa Hanyante, and the Rosh is bothered, why should that be true according to the Shita of Rashi? If all you need is Melecha Sofanefesh, okay, this is not Melecha Sofanefesh, that's clear. If Bitoch requires a Tzarech Hayom, one could debate whether Sreifas Kachim is considered to be a sufficient Tzarech Hayom. Let's assume Rashi Shita, that Bitoch even covers something which is Shelo Letzarech, so in such a case, why would one argue that Shelo Letzarech, yes, but Sreifas Kachim, a mitzvah based Yisrofu, is considered to be no? Why indeed would that be the case? So the Karban Asana points out in Oslamet on that Rosh that you have to take a look at that Sugya in Shabbos on Daf Chof Dalet. There, the Mishnah tells us that Ein Madlikin b'Shemin Sreif v'Biyantiv. Shemin Sreif is Truma Temeya, that there's a Chiyuv v'Biur, you have to burn. And the reason for this is because of Ein Sarfim Kachin v'Biyantiv. And the Gemara asks immediately, how indeed do you know that this is true? So somewhat surprising, the Gemara has four different possibilities in Amoraim, as we discussed. Chizkiah says that the Torah mentions Ad Boker twice, and therefore, Li Teino Boker Sheni v'Sreifosa. That means if this is Yantif, you cannot go ahead and burn it today, but rather you have to wait until tomorrow. You have to wait until Yantif is over. So Chizkiah says, Agzeres HaKosav Av Ad Boker. Abayi says, also Agzeres HaKosav, based on Parshas Pinchas. B'Midbar Chaches, the Pasuk says, Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato. Ola Shabbos means, yes, that which is associated with Shabbos, but this is Ola Schol. Ola Schol B'Shabbos, certainly not. Rabba says that's part of the limitation of Ochon Nefesh. Hu levado yaseh lochem, hu levado zemiyu, telling you that other things, yes, Sreifas Kodeshim, no. And Rav Ashi says, wait a second, we have a klal b'chol Torah kula of ein esid ocholosa se v'esei, malach hayantif is a lav and an essay, Sreifas Kodeshim is an essay, so therefore, even without these psukim, just based on the klali ha-Torah, ein esid ocholosa se v'esei, the Sreifas Kachim indeed cannot be done. So these days break down into two camps. One is Gzeres HaKosav. What the drasha is, Chizkiah, Abayi, Rabbi, I understand. Rav Ashi says you don't require a separate Gzeres HaKosav. This is part of the cloud. So Karban Asana points out that's critical regarding our question. Because if you assume it's a Gzeres HaKosav, Chizkiah, Abayi, Rabbi, then the question of the rush does not begin. Because one thing was clear. Even if one is going to argue that, you know what, you don't require a tzorech, but if the pasuk goes out of its way and says, this no, that clearly is no. You're not going to argue that mitoch should allow something that is absolutely explicitly usher by the Torah. That's something which is clear. Now that was already arriving in Tamin Dayim. But if the Torah goes out of its way and says no, you cannot say, but what about the possibility of mitoch? How can you argue? The Torah is going out of its way and saying, no, despite the fact that we have mitoch, this is considered to be asa. So one cannot ask Akasha, how do you understand lechem lo lakum, or lechem lo leklavim, lechem lo legavoa? If you hold that mitoch is matur shlul tzorech, the answer is, inachinami. That's exactly the pasuk. This is not covered. So whatever is the gzeres hakasav to tell you no, the answer is absolutely no. So therefore, Karban Asana writes the Chiddush. This would not be a kasha according to Rashi at all if you subscribe to Chizkiah Abayi Rava, because the Torah goes out of its way and explicitly forbids Sreifas Kachim. And therefore, the klal of mitoch is not going to override a specific pasuk indeed that says this is aser. And therefore, in Achinami, this is a kasha, but it's only a kasha according to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, who maintains we don't have a gzeres hakasav, but rather we're dealing with the typical klal, b'chol ha-Torah kula, of ein esed ocholosa se'vasei. That means as follows. If indeed something is a malacha, so therefore this cannot override a malacha. But if you agree to mitoch, in such a case, who says this is a malacha at all? Who says this is a malacha at all? In which case one could argue that according to Rav Ashi, Sreifas Kachim could be mutter precisely because you don't have the gzeres hakasav. Wow, that's an important chiddush. And now, with this chiddush in mind, maybe you could answer the following. When we discussed this sugya, the Zayin Mabeis, of why is it that a person cannot fulfill a mitzvah, for example, kisi adam, by violating malacha, why is it that we have so many different deos? Why is it you have Chizkiah and Abaye and Rava? Why would anyone disagree with Rav Ashi? Why would you disagree with Rav Ashi? In other words, if Rav Ashi is correct, and that's the cloud, that Eina Sego Chaloso Sebe Esei, so why do you need any psukim? Why do you need anything more? This already is the kasha of the Rishonim, a kasha of the Rashva, a kasha of the Tosus Yishonim, a kasha of the Ramban. If you take a look at that sugya Shabbos, Chavdal Nameis, Chafem Al Aleph, that's the Tosus Yishonim Dav Chafem Al Aleph, that why would anyone disagree with the Rashi? That's a kasha of the Rashva, a kasha of the Ramban. So they write apparently the following, and it's not so simple. What exactly does that mean? Apparently, Tosh Hashanah writes, Savrei, they hold this Yontif lo sase greda. Apparently, they disagree with Rav Ashi. And they hold Yontif is allowed, and Yontif is not allowed, and in essence. Well, that's something which is stunning. That's really the day of all the Zamoraim. Chizkiah, Abai, and Rava. There is no essay. What do you mean there is no essay? There is no essay. No. The Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah. You go through Parsha Zemor. The Torah has a separate essay when it comes to every Yontif. Every Yontif. No? The Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs has a separate essay when it comes to every Yontif. A separate essay for the first days of Pesach, last days of Pesach, first days of Sukkot, last days. There's no essay. How can you argue? There's no essay. A mikra malei dibra kosov. How can that possibly mean? What exactly does that mean? No, we suggested the following. It doesn't mean these psukim don't exist. But to what is it that the essay applies? That's not so clear. No, that was the shir months ago on the Zayin Lameis. No, I know what the love is. The love is malacha. That's clear. What exactly is covered by the essay? We had five possibilities, no? In terms of what is covered by the essay. We point out, for example, a chiddush of the Rashba, where the Rashba writes that, you know what? The essay only covers malacha. The essay only covers malacha. That's a Rashi Yivamo Sandavali. The essay only covers malacha. Nothing more. Okay. But then we pointed out the Ramban in Parsha Semla, on Chaf Gimel Chaf Dalet, where the Ramban writes that, wait a second, that was like a stunning Ramban. The Ritva and the end of Rosh Hashanah, Amud Beis. Now that, you know what? If a person is smart enough, you know, he can have a regular weekday on Shabbos skirting Lamates Malachos. If you know Malachos Shabbos well enough, you know what? You know how to avoid Malachos. Avoid Malachos. So you're going to get on your horse, Beis Adaf Lamed Bav. That's Nisad Rabbanon. You're going to do business, that's Nisad Rabbanon. You have to write, so you write Klach Hayam, or you write Aladei Akum. So imagine, Ramban writes, like, that Shabbos. You know what my Shabbos routine is? Getting on my horse, and going to work, doing business, and seeing to it that I write with a shina. And I'll justify that by saying, I never violated a malacha. So Ramban magnificently writes, you know why? That's why the scope of Dinei Shabbos does not end with Lamates Malachos. It begins with Lamates Malachos. But beyond the Lamates Malachos, there's a concept of Shabbosel, Tishbos, Ushmartim Eser Shabbos. And that includes all those above-mentioned cases. No? Anything which the Ramban writes is Meleches Tircha V'Amel, or the Rambam, no, Perachav Dalet Ocha Shabbos, Uvda Duchol, you know what? That is going to be the essay of Shabbos. Okay? So therefore, the Torah is aware, obviously, that, you know what, a person can have a mundane day avoiding malacha. He'll decide, he'll stay home, he won't leave his house, he'll rearrange all the furniture in his home. No? That's the Ramban's example. Mefana chafetza, mipina lapina, arduous, strenuous work. You know, it's not chutzah, but you know what? It's a essay, a kima essay, and an isser essay, a bittul essay, when it comes to such malacha on Shabbos itself. Okay, magnificent Ramban. Now, the following question. Given this Ramban, that you know what? You have an essay that addresses all these cases. You know, I'll ask you now the following issue. So what exactly does that mean? Is the essay limited to those cases? Or could I argue, no. The essay is supplemented by those cases. A person does malacha. Is it so obvious that he violates a lot and an essay? Maybe I can argue the following. That which technically you do, which is a malacha, for that you don't need an essay. You don't need an essay. No? We mentioned several. You're chayiv skila. But that's not enough. That's not enough to deter him. I'm going to tell the guy, oh, it's also an essay. The guy says, okay, skila I'm okay with, but an essay? No way. No, you need an essay to supplement, to support that which is in iser skila. So maybe one could argue, enochinami, that whatever is an halacha is obviously included in the essay. It's that and more. But maybe one could possibly suggest, no, that's not true. Maybe the essay begins when the iser halacha comes to an end. When something is not a halacha. Oh, that's now when you have to factor in the essay. This is a possibility. Take a look at the Maris Chayis, the back of the Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Yadav Labez. But the Maris Chayis suggests that perhaps, that all beautiful Chiddush the Ramban, maybe it could be the scope of the essay. An essay does not apply to Yisurim Malacha, which means, if I'm doing Malacha on Shabbos or on Yantid, I'm only violating a law, not violating an essay. We discuss this when it comes to Negat Saras, no? Maybe if a person blatantly is kotzeitz a baheres, he violates a law d'araisa v'shama v'negat saras, maybe there's no isra of kechol asher yoru. Kechol asher yoru means follow the instruction of the kohen, no? The kohen says, do this, do that, do this, do this. I blatantly disregard the kohen, I tell him, forget about it, and I cut off the Negat Saras. Is there really an essay there of lasas kechol asher yoru? Or they argue, whoa, in that case, you're violating a lav daraisa. Malkas daraisa for tzitzas abaris. You know, the essay is in the softer cases, not in the hard case where the Torah says this is explicitly a lav daraisa. Perhaps one could suggest, that's what Mar Chayis writes, that is the machlokas. And Shabbos and Afchav Dalit. It's not that the other Amoraim, Chizkiya, Abai, and Rava argue there is no essay. There is no essay. No, of course there's an essay. But here we're talking about a person who's engaging in a malacha. Engaging in a malacha. Maybe here I would say it's just a lav. It's just a lav. Oh, in which case, maybe one could argue, you know what, that b'makom mitzvah should be mutter. Oh, so you know what the answer is? You have to come out to other drashos. Not that they argue the essay doesn't exist, but the essay does not apply when it comes to asiyas malacha. Wow, that was a possibility. That was a possibility. No? Another possibility is as follows. Possibility number two. And that's this. What does the klal of ein essay do kolosa seif essay mean? To put it differently, what is the onesh? If a person performs a mitzvah essay, v'makom lo seif essay. So you know, I'll tell you two possibilities. And these are today's and Tosas. The Tosas and Kedush Lamed Aleph against the Tosas and Chul and Kuf Mem Aleph. A person does an essay b'makom lo seif essay. Whatever the case would be. Good? Let's say a person is sarif kodesh. And Rashi says, don't you dare. In essay d'chol lo seif essay. What exactly is the onesh? Tosas and Kedushin writes, you know what the onesh is? Malkus. Malkus. Because what do you mean? The essay is not doche. If the essay is not doche, you violated the law in an essay. So you get malkus d'raisa for violating a law. Okay. What's another possibility? Oh, Tosus and Chulin, Kuf Mem Aleph. Subtraction. Subtraction. What do you mean? Essay, Dokolos essay. The essay and the law cancel each other out. Oh, so can I do it? Of course you can't do it. You have a remainder. You have a balance. You have a carryover. There's still an essay. There's still an essay. And what's the great Kiddush of Tosus? That if a person performs the mitzvah essay, B'makom lo seif essay, we say Essay, Dokolos essay, but you're not out of the woods because you still have to contend with an essay. But you know what? If you're guilty of a bit less, there's no malchus. There's no malchus. Wow, so that's a stunning day in Tosus. Chulin kuf mem aleph. That the makom lo seif essay, if you do a mitzvah, ain't a loke. Ain't a loke. That's a pretty heavy issue. That's a pretty heavy issue. Wow. Good. Let's assume you hold it that Tosus and chulin kuf mem aleph. That doing a mitzvah, the makom lo seif essay, it's not an iser lav. The essay is the ochelos essay, but you have a balance. It's a bitul essay. So you know what? A person goes in, yisarif kachim. Yisarif kachim. Oh, so Rav Asher will say, you shouldn't have done that. In essay the ochelos essay, the essay. Oh, what's my onesh? Oh, Tosus, there's no malchus. There's no malchus. Okay, it was asir, but there's no malchus. You're mevatel an essay. Oh, guess what? Hizkiah, Abai, and Ravra are going to get up and scream. No, that's not true. Because here we're not dealing with the klal of Enes Edo Chalosa Sevese. Here we're dealing with the Gzeres HaKosu that Sreifas Kachin is absolutely forbidden. In other words, I could agree with Abaye that Yantiv generally is Chalosa Sevese, but if that was the only reason, Enoloke. I'm telling you something more, that there's no Dechia whatsoever. B'chalav Torah Kula Enes Edo Chalosa. And I grant that Yantiv is alive in an essay. But here I'm telling you something more than that. There's no dechia whatsoever, because the Torah goes out of its way and says no. If the Torah goes out of its way and says no, there's no dechia. If the Torah doesn't weigh in, and you're applying the principle of Enes Edo Chalosa Vese, you can argue this is softened. But not if the Torah goes out of its way. I'll tell you that's another possibility to understand the Shita of Chizkiah and Rava and Abayi. And I'll tell you another diuk, that, so why didn't the Ramban say that? Why didn't the Tosfos Yeshanim say that? They're bothered. Why did the other Amoraim disagree with Rashi? I just gave you a beautiful teretz. You know what I would say? They disagree with the Tosfos and Chulin. They hold like the Tosfos and Kedushin, that Enes Edo Chalosa Sevese means there's no Dechiyah. So you would also get mal, so this teretz is no good. This teretz only works if you hold by Ketosis and Kulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Okay? That also is considered to be a very, very possible option. Well, so why is it that the Amoraim were not satisfied with Rashi? I'll tell you, teretz number one, okay? And teretz number two, good, what we just discussed. Maybe there is no essay in these cases. Or maybe teretz number two, there is an essay, but soften, there's no malchus. I'll tell you teretz number three. You know what teretz number three is? Arsugya. If you're dealing with the klal of Enes Edo Chalosa Sevese, mitoch. How can you say that Sreifas Kachim is asur because Enes Edo Chalosa Sevese? Who says there's an issur halacha? Mitoch shehut l'tzorach chutunami shelo l'tzorach. And therefore, if you're going to tell me that indeed it's also to be served question, guess what? You better have a pasuk. Because if you have a pasuk, you can't apply mitoch. But if you don't have a gzeres pasuk, I'm going to apply mitoch. So that's why I disagree with Ramash. You can't rely on the standard Enes Edo Chalosa Sevese, because who says there is a Chalosa Sevese? What do you mean? It's a malacha. No, but you're covered by mitoch. You're covered by mitoch. And that's why, if this is aser, there must be something teaching me that I can't apply mitoch. What's the answer? Well, if there's a pasuk that says something's aser, like gavoa, klavim, akum, machar, midrash yesmo, so in those cases you can't apply. Wow. I think that also is very enlightening. Now, three possibilities why the Amar Raim were not satisfied with Ravashi, that seems to be the pasuk of Enes Edo Chalosa Sevese. Okay, think about that. Also, the Karban Asana writes here in Oslambe that this Okash of the Rosh is only according to Ravash. Because if you have a pasuk that's us or it's us, there is no pasuk, so apply the principle, mitoch. So the Karban Asana writes, so I'll tell you the teretz. What was the Kash? If you hold like Rashi, that mitoch even covers shalom v'tzorech. So sreifas kachim should be mutter. Why is sreifas kachim worse than shalom v'tzorech? So you want to cover the Salman rights? Let me introduce you to another Rashi. Whoa! Right, the sugya daf chav zayin. There the Mishnah says the following. But you know what? You have chala tamei. You have chala. And now the challah became tamea, and guess what? Okay, there's a chiyubiyur, sreifa. The Mishnah tells us, nichnas, the Beis HaMedrash Roshah, Rabbi Tarfon went to Beis HaMedrash and said, what do you do with this? What do you do with challah tamea? An yantiv. So, amr lo yizizemi mkamam. Leave it. You have challah tamea, just leave it there. And you know what? After yantiv is over, then you'll burn it. So Tosus is not there. Tosus is not there. Now, wait a second. You have Challah Tameah. I want to burn a Challah Tameah. You know, Challah Tameah is not like Kodesh. Challah Tameah mutter lahasik tachas tavshila. Let's assume I have Challah Tameah. You know what? I'm allowed to use it to fuel a fire. I'm allowed to use it to fuel a fire. Well, so if you can use it to fuel a fire, it's off limits. And yet, if I'm allowed to fuel a fire, no? So if Challah Tameah is mutter lahasik tachas tavshila, so, what do you mean? That this is mamish tzorech edyad. This is an absolute tzorech. It's as though, look, you have Challah Tameah, you can't do anything with it. Oh, beish tisrofu? No, that's not allowed. Anyanti. What do you mean I can't do anything with it? Challah Tameah is mutu hasik tachas tavshilo. So there's clearly a tzorech edyad. There clearly is a tzorech edyad. If there's a clear tzorech edyad, tachas tavshilo, of course it should be mutu. So why do you argue that it's not true? Well, that's Tosus discussion, the Chazayin Oves. No. So Tosus answers the Chiddush, of Rebbe Yitzchak. Oh, the Tosus says the following. Wow, wait a second. Let's say Nedarim and Nedavos. Nedarim and Nedavos. We already learned after Beis Amidala, Sugyat Afyotes. Nedarim and Nedavos ain't craving Miyantiv. Why is that true? Why? Ain't craving Miyantiv. You're going to tell me lochem lo lagavlo. What about nedarim and nedavos where there's achilas kodshim? In Ola, I understand. In Ola, you're not partaking of, you're not benefiting from, you're not eating. So I understand. Oh, you're using lagavoa, lochem lo lagavoa. If you have nedarim and nedavos, now you have shalmei nedarim. There's achila. There's achila. So what do you mean I can't? What do you mean I can't? I can cook the steak. But I can't offer Nedarim and Nedavos. Why would that be true? There is literally a Tzorech Edyad. Why isn't that covered? So Yitzchak writes the following Chiddush. You know what? When you have something like Nedarim and Nedavos, apparently it's true. That, you know what? One of the details of a carbon is there is Achila, but Batel Tzorech Edyad Eitzel Tzorech Gavon. Yeah, but that's secondary. You know, a person is doing many malachos, offering a carbon, you're going to say, you know what? That's called ochel nefesh because it so happens that part of the carbon is nitan achila. No. That's labeled as kavod. That's labeled as kavod. Whether it's an ola or whether it's a shlamim. If it's an ola, it's obviously kavod. But even if you tell me, you know what? There's some benefit that I could have. Yeah, but it doesn't change the character of the act. The avoda is an avodas kodshim. Even if there is a measure of achilas violin. Wow. So we don't look at bottom line. Is there any benefit you can gain from this? You have to be magdir. Is this called kach? Is this called gavoa? Is this called sarchehedya? How can you label it darim and davos, right, as being sarchehedya? And therefore, the chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak, baktal sarchehedya eitzel tzarech gavoa. What? Rabbi Yitzchak writes the same thing when it comes to Sreifas Kodshim. Sreifas Kodshim is Tzorech Gavoa. You know what? I can be Sreif in such a way that I'll put my pot on top of the Sreifa. Oh, so Mutter Lahasik, Tachas Tavshilo. That's how you're going to label this act of Sreifas Kodshim? No. The Hagdara is this is Tzorech Gavoa. This is Sreifas Kodshim. No different than the Dharma Davos. And if Sreifas Kodshim is considered to be Aser, the fact that, you know what, that in ancillary, indirect fashion, you can benefit from, that's not good enough. Wow. Okay? Ooh, Rashi writes the following. Let's assume, for example, Rashi writes, you have the Chavzayin Trumator. Truma Torah. But it's Truma Torah which is Machal Behema. You know, some Truma is Machal Adam. Well, they're eat the mitzvah Sachila. You have Truma Torah which is Karshine, Saorin, you know. It's Machal Behema. So you know what? The coin will give that to his animals. If you have Truma Torah that is Machal Behema, so you can give it to a Behema's coin. Okay, fine. And for example, let's assume b'chol, you have chala tamea, you can feed it to a behemoth kohen. You can feed it to a behemoth kohen. Whoa. So if you're allowed to take chala tamea and feed it to a behemoth kohen, so why in yantif is it aser? Why in yantif is it aser? Why don't you do so in yantif? So Rashi writes something very unusual in Halachah Zayin. Rashi says that go give it your animal. Rachmana ach sheve lahabarasam. And giving it to your animal, the Torah considers that to be a form of sreifa. Dichsiv va'esh yisarif. Wow. Rashi writes a chiddush. The Torah says you have, for example, chala tamea, and you have to be sorev. So if we assume, you know what, it's not aser bana, therefore you can have your animal go ahead and eat it. Yeah, but all of that is considered to be Rashi writes such a chiddush. Rachmana ach sheve lahabarasam. The Torah considers that to be a form of sreifas kachim, which indeed is aser. Dichsiv va'esh yisarif. And I can't do it on yantif because Rachmana ach sheve lahabarasam. That's, I did a malacha. Here, any way indeed that it's destroyed, that's the Karban Asana points out, Rashi writes that Rachmana ach sheve lahabarasam, dechsev ba'esh yisarif. That clearly is a separate iser. That's not going to be covered by mitoch. That's not going to be covered. If you're dealing with the classic Isser Malacha, Mitoch will cover. If you're not dealing with the classic Isser Malacha, so therefore, that is indeed going to be Isser despite Mitoch, because Rachmana Ach Sheveh Lavarasam. So the Karban Asana points out that therefore, even if in principle Mitoch could apply, because according to Rashi Shiti, you don't need a Tzorech, but nonetheless, right, that indeed is considered to be Bichlavais. Well, but that was the fundamental machlokas Rishonim. What tzorech indeed is necessary. I want to encourage you, take a look. Take a look in Tavkuf Yuches. That's where many Nedinim of Mitoch indeed are discussed. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa in Perek Yutes has some fascinating diunim on what is considered to be included in Mitoch and what indeed is not. There are three tshuvas in the Shagas Aryeh. Kuvav, Kuvzayin, Kuvches, the Shagas Aryeh writes significant chumras, a fascinating deal. Can a mitzvah be covered by mitoch? Yes. What happens if it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa? What happens if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan? What happens if a person is not chayiv in that mitzvah? No? The Shagas Aryeh? No? Am I allowed to carry a lulav to shul? After all, there has to be a tzorech hayom. What's the tzorech hayom? Dalet minim. Midag bein afik bein. No? I can be yotzei the mitzvah d'arais of dalet minim, speaking out my home. You're going to say halel, hoshanos. Is that enough to be a tzorech d'arais? Shagazari questions. Maybe not. Maybe a tzorech d'arais requires a mitzvah d'arais. Wow. The fact that midrabanan, the kiyum, is embellished, is that really considered to be that which is sufficient? Carrying lulav for a woman, she's not obligated to lulav. Carrying a shofar, she's not obligated to shofar. No, is all of that sufficient to consider to be a tzorech on the level of daraisa? Where clearly there is some level of kiyum hamitzvah, but nonetheless, very fascinating applications of various aspects that we find of mitoch. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa discusses. There's a tshuva as well, Negros Moshe. You can take a look in Archaim, Chelek Beis, Siman Kuf Gimel. Let's assume, for example, there is a justification for carrying. But, the example that Moshe is a pack of cigarettes, no? How many cigarettes are you going to smoke? No? But are you allowed to carry the pack? No? A ring of keys. You need a key. Yeah, but there are 10 keys. There are 10 keys that are there, no? That the fact that indeed there is a tzorech to go ahead and do so, does that mean, you know what, you want to carry a box of matches? No, you can carry a match, maybe for the purpose of, but are you allowed to carry with ribu v'shirin under the guise of mitoch? And a fascinating distinction, take a look in Shmir Shabbos, is there a difference between, you know, a pack of cigarettes, for example, that was the shot of generations ago, now like, you know, people don't smoke today, now, but you can use any one of them, a box of any one of the keys, what do you mean? That each key is different, each key has a different purpose, now, does the tzaraf require that you have to isolate the item indeed that you need? Take a look at that piece in Shemesh Shabbos, Kilkas as well, many different possible applications of mitoch. The zman hazeh, they're very, very relevant. Very, very relevant. Okay.